Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio's Modern Marketing. My pleasure to be here with you today. I hope you had a wonderful and fantastic weekend. I know I did. We had the sun was shining most of the weekend, pretty much all the weekend. We might have had a little sprinkle here or there, but we had a good weekend. We probably could use the rain. I didn't want it on the weekend. I'd rather it rain during the week, but then I complained then too. Anyway, I promised you a week ago that we were going to have Mindy Patterson here this week, and she is with us today, and we have some more things to cover. You know, the other news doesn't cover these things. They're too busy chasing memos and dossiers and corruption and lies, and they're not talking about what's happening where you live, where you are. So, we have Mindy with us today, and we're going to talk about some things that are going on and make you aware and hopefully call you to action. Mindy, welcome back to CSC Talk Radio. It's been a while, girl.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Oh, I'd have you on every day if I could. I know you're too busy for that.
Well, there's a lot going on and a lot to cover, and you do a great job of covering everything. It's like whack-a-mole, you know?
Yeah, you know, I never won at that game too much. Let's hope we win at this one.
Boy, no kidding. Well, you know, we have to wake Americans up. I mean, they fall for the false facade of, you know, what the activists or the people who hate America want us to believe the issue is about, and it's not. You know, we have to focus on the Constitution, defending the Constitution and our American way of life. And, you know, instead of chasing all these little alarm bells all over the place, if we follow the Constitution and our true our founding principles, it'll right the ship.
It will, and it'll right it really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I have come to the conclusion, I know you and I talked on the phone yesterday a little bit, I've come to the conclusion, and I get on a high horse here, and I'm doing a shortwave show just before this show, and I got on my little soapbox there about Congress. I have come to the conclusion that Congress is the biggest threat to American liberty, to our national security, to our economy, to our jobs, to the safety of the American people, and our Constitution. They are the biggest threat. And they are taking money and putting it in their pockets, and they're taking money from all these lobbyists that have agendas, agendas that go opposite or contrary to our Constitution, contrary to our Bill of Rights, contrary to independent American sovereignty. And we're going to talk about the pet industry, and we're going to talk about how HSUS is one of those lobbying machines. And somehow, some way, people are making bucks off of this, Mindy. And let's talk about what's happening on the particular one that we're going to discuss today there in the South. Let's talk about that.
Well, the Humane Society of the United States and their campaign to shut down legal dog breeders. These are legal licensed, typically those who sell animals to the pet industry have to be USDA licensed. Hmm. And HSUS has determined that those who are regulated by USDA because they sell to the pet industry, because let's not forget that the intention of this radical animal rights group, the Humane Society of the United States, of which there are many that fall under their purview, right, their goal is to end animal ownership and animal use of any kind. Absolutely, you know, abolition of animal ownership. So what they're doing is preying on the emotions of the American people by leading them falsely to believe that those who raise puppies, kittens, and bunnies and animals in the pet industry are abusive. And nothing could be further from the truth. I mean, if you own a business and you're following the law and all the regulations, you want to stay in business, right? So you want to make sure that you're in compliance. But they've determined that USDA is licensing, you know, puppy mills. And so they are preying on that term, which I hate. And I use it just to bring about the point today that HSUS believes that anybody who profits from dog breeding is considered, in their view, a puppy mill, quote unquote. So it doesn't matter whether you breed 1 litter a year or several litters a year. In your view, you are, if you're profiting in any way, they're anti-capitalists. They're anti-capitalism. You shouldn't make a profit from breeding animals of any kind because that is exploitation in their view. So when you understand that clearly, you understand that they're anti-business of any kind, and even if it means that there's supply and demand for puppies, and, you know, the guest you're going to have on a little bit later who's an owner of a pet store in Franklin City, Tennessee, is proof of the supply and demand. I mean, he can't keep puppies in the store. He sells several a day and is very successful doing so. And so HSUS, in their campaign to shut down dog breeders, is going through this business of shutting down pet stores to shut off the supply of puppies and kittens and bunnies to the consumer. And they believe that they're doing, in doing so, they're shutting down, choking off the breeder supply. Well, they're shutting down legitimate oversight and legal licensed businesses. I mean, the city of Franklin, Tennessee is now going to bend to the will of a local animal rights extremist by the name of Ashley Tucker Cunningham, who's a volunteer director for the Humane Society of the United States, to push for a vote on a pet sale ban. But this has been going on in over 200 cities and counties across the U.S. These bans have been, you know, moving along at breakneck speed across the U.S. and chipping away incrementally at each local municipality, shutting down the sale of licensed, regulated pets for consumers. But here's the rub. They're basically creating a monopoly, yeah, HSUS is, by funneling dogs sourced from, they're basically, what this pet sale ban does is mandate that these pet stores have to sell dogs, puppies, kittens, and bunnies sold from
the rescue shelters.
So you've got these stores that are going to be responsible and have this, you know, hanging over their head. I mean, what if something happens where a dog that they sell that's sourced from a rescue through their store bites a child? Or worse, kills somebody?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is why the pet industry has been so successful, because they have been obtaining their source of these animals from regulated sources. And now we want to open up a avenue for unregulated sources to be sold in pet stores? How does that make any sense? These pet sale bans are basically mandating the sale of animals sourced from unregulated sources like rescues and shelters while banning the regulated law-abiding breeders. It makes no sense. But that's what's been happening across the country. Meanwhile, these pet stores are left in a really big, weird position where they want to conduct business. And their business is, you know, primarily to sell puppies to happy customers, which they've been doing. But now they're being vilified for selling puppies, kittens, and bunnies from breeders, because breeders are the villains.
They're the evil ones, yes.
They're the evil ones painting this false picture.
Breeders, so go ahead, finish, because we're heading into
it. My question for your listeners today, Art, is Tennessee, you know, going to follow the... You know, Franklin City going to follow this tale of ruining private enterprise? Mm. And if they're willing to shut down the legal business of a pet store, who's next?
Yeah, indeed, who is next? We've seen this across this nation in several industries that have been closed or desperately handicapped. We're going into a break. I'm going to have you hold off on calls. We're going to have a guest when we come back. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. I'm visiting today with Mindy Patterson. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
When in the course of human events, in order to form a more perfect union, do you recognize those words? They're a part of our Declaration of Independence. At CSC Talk Radio, we recognize that our country is under attack from within. We need we the people educated and reminded about our U.S. Constitution. As part of our Bring America Home campaign, we're excited to offer you a brand new board game, the Constitution Quest. This colorful, handsome, and sturdy board game is a must to teach our children and grandchildren the importance of our country's constitutional government. There's no shooting zombies here. This is an old-fashioned down-home board game designed for family fun and education. $49.95 is a wise investment in this country's future. Be a part of our Bring America Home campaign and order the Constitution Quest game today. Send $49.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or order online. www.csctalkradio.com. Together, we can bring America home.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. CSC Talk Radio will talk about some things that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And these are the issues that are vital to the American way of life. Vital to our industries, whether it be our natural resources, which we will talk about tomorrow, or our pet industry, our animal industry, our livestock industry, which is what we're talking about today. We are going to bring on Mindy. I'm going to let you introduce your friend. We're going to bring him on, John Thompson. Mindy, would you go ahead and do that for me?
Absolutely. John Thomas is the owner of Pawfer. I forget the name of the store, John. I'll let him. I'm just having
Pawfect Puppy. Pawfect Puppy.
Puppies, yes.
I love that name, John, by the way. Pawfect Puppy.
Coffee this morning. But he's the owner of this pet store in Franklin, Tennessee that is enduring the threat of a pet sale ban currently. John, I'll let you take it from here. Tell Beth's listeners about what has been undergoing in your area.
Well, by the way, hi, John.
Good morning, Beth Ann. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you, sir.
Good. Well, my wife and I opened our store 2 years ago, and this had kind of been a lifelong dream of my wife's to own her own pet store because she and I are both huge animal lovers, and she convinced me to quit my job after 17 years and come support her dream. Well, prior to opening the business, we met with the agricultural commissioner with the Tennessee Department of Agriculture. I talked with and met with the general counsel for the Tennessee Department of Health. I spoke with the state veterinarian. We lined up and got all of our license put in place, all of our inspections and so forth. And prior to us ever opening our store, this lady that volunteers for the Humane Society that is a local resident here in Franklin decided to start a petition to try to stop our store from opening, and that petition was ultimately sent to the mayor here in Franklin, and the city responded and said, well, they're properly licensed, and there's nothing that we're going to do to try to stop them from opening. Well, we opened our store, and as soon as we opened, the same lady started organizing protests against our store, and probably for the first 5 months that we were open, every Saturday and Sunday, they were protesting and picketing out in front of our store. I guess they decided to give up after the weather got a little too hot, but now she has put together another petition, and she has convinced one of the city aldermen here in Franklin to sponsor a local ordinance that will ban pet stores from sourcing our puppies from licensed breeders. And what she is wanting them to do is include in this ordinance that I can only source puppies from local shelters and local rescue organizations. And I have been and met with the mayor and spoke in front of the an alderman meeting about this. And obviously my huge concern is that if this ordinance passes, the city is wanting to restrict me to where I have to go from sourcing my puppies from licensed, regulated, and inspected breeders to sources such as rescues and the animal shelter that are not licensed, they're not inspected, they're not regulated, they can't even provide me any background history on the dogs that I would possibly be sourcing from them. So this proposed ordinance makes absolutely no sense to me, and I certainly disagree with it and do not understand why the city of Franklin would even consider a proposed ordinance that would restrict customers' right of choice. And I just feel that people should have the right to adopt, and it's a great cause, but I also feel like people should certainly have the right to shop.
I agree with you. Now, I want to add this, that John has a business administration degree, and he also minored in animal behavior science. So it's not like he didn't jump into this blindly. He knew what he was getting into. Now, Mindy, I have a question. It just kind of popped into my head while John was talking about this.
Yes.
So the state of Tennessee and other states, they forced these breeders to purchase a license. And now they're going to allow someone to pass a law that you cannot sell or nobody can buy your animal. Somehow there seems to be a legality issue here.
Oh, no question about it. But the problem is, by doing this, and all of this is emotionally based. Mm. This is extortion. They are
absolutely
coercing the city council in this case, sometimes it's the county council, sometimes it's even the state legislature, to pass these wrongful and unlawful bans where pet stores can choose where they can source their animals for sale. And it's absolute extortion, and everyone bends to the will of the animal rights extremists because they are in fear of being sued. They are in fear of the extortion tactics in which they impose.
Absolutely.
And that's the backstory that many of your listeners may or may not know. And it's like dealing with the mob, quite frankly.
Well,
they really are extorting the lawmakers and pressuring them into passing these things. And it's wrong.
And
I'd just like to add that if the city council can ban a pet store, who's next? The dry cleaners, the car dealer, it can happen.
So they force these breeders. I'm going to go back this far because I really see a legal issue here. And I'm not an attorney or a lawyer, so I don't know. But they're forcing these breeders to jump through hoops. You and I have talked about this before. And the HSUS had some say in some of these things.
Yep.
Before you can buy a license, and you have to buy a license to raise these animals, whatever they are, and now they're going to go to the industry that purchases them from you and sells them, they're going to ban it. So they're extorting the breeders, and then they're...
harming the retailer.
They're harming the retailer. They're they're tying his hands behind his back. No, you have to choose our animals that we've just picked up off the street or somebody has abandoned that have absolutely none of the requirements. It's kind of like when they sneak things across the border. They have none of the requirements that we're forcing on the breeders in order to get a license.
That is absolutely correct. And every day there's a new article about a child being harmed by one of these animals that are sourced from rescues. And we all have read recent articles about the fact that the rescues and shelters are importing many of their animals from foreign countries. So pet stores provide dogs, cats, and other animals that are have health and temperament background, you know, knowledge of all these things, that they can provide a healthy, safe pet for families. And that's, you know, pet stores are accountable. They're traceable sources of pets and legitimate sources for the pet industry, and that's being completely eliminated in this case. And quite frankly, the animal rights groups are creating a monopoly. That's what they're doing.
You know, John, I really commend you for jumping into this this fire for your wife, and I know you didn't know that's what you were getting into, and it's just I really am. I admire you for it, and I apologize that America's putting you through this, and Tennessee is putting you through this. Now, there seems to be a conflict of interest with Ms. Cunningham, doesn't there?
Absolutely.
Can you explain that to my listeners? And then we need to do a call to action as well.
Yes. Ms. Cunningham is actually a volunteer director for the Humane Society of the United States here in Nashville, and she also sits on the board of directors for the Williamson County Animal Shelter, and the Williamson Franklin, Tennessee, where my store is located, is in Williamson County. And, of course, part of this proposed ordinance would mean that I have to source my puppies partially from the Williamson County Animal Shelter that she happens to sit on the board for, which is very shocking to me that the city would entertain passing a law that would ensure the success of a business that she sits on the board of directors for, but in essence would harm my business.
Okay. We are going into a break. I want you to hang on, both Mindy and John. Hang on. We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome. 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. We will have a call to action, and I know that I have listeners in Nashville, Tennessee. So we will do a call to action. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Mindy, and we're visiting with John. And I'm going to tell you what, folks. You need to perk up your ears, and you need to take action, because this is going to happen in your industry, in your town, in your community, in your county, if we don't put a stop to it. And we will be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller, but now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public.
public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Great things really do come in small packages. CSC Talk Radio is making available a small but powerful booklet. The Citizens Rulebook might be small, but it is filled with might. The Declaration of Independence, the U.S. Constitution, and the Bill of Rights. Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution. Let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaimed in legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice. The best way to do this is to hold it in your hands, carry it with you, and call upon it when you need to look something up." This little book contains information on jury duty, jury rights, law of the land, Ten Commandments, Communist Manifesto, and more. The Citizens Rulebook is only $250, but you might want more than one copy, so my deal is five booklets for only $10. That's $250 each or five booklets for only $10. Order now. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Be a good citizen, an informed citizen, and carry your Citizens Rulebook everywhere you go. P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Hi, Patriots. The folks at MyPillow said, "Hey, Beth Ann, can you try out MyPillow?" Well, I already had done that, and they asked me what I thought. Well, I thought, it's wonderful. Uninterrupted sleep, no more folding a pillow in half, no more flat, lifeless pillows. MyPillow changed my life, so I'm letting you know you need MyPillow. Well, not my actual pillow, but your own MyPillow. It stays cool all night long. It keeps its shape, no more reshaping your pillow. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. You can toss MyPillow into your washer and dryer. It's completely machine washable, and it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, and enter the promo code BethAnn. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, the 4-pack special, enter promo code BethAnn, or call 1-800-978-6168. But be sure to use the promo code BethAnn. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting today with Mindy. Mindy, I've told your name several times, but I didn't give the cavalry group. We need to talk about the cavalry group just a little bit. They're coming to the rescue. Talk about rescue. They're trying to come to the rescue for so many. And John, who's one of those we need to help and rescue, I want to give a call to action. You know, John, that's kind of, I was thinking earlier in the show, Mindy, that's what both you and I are doing. We're rescuing. I'm trying to rescue this entire nation, and you're trying to rescue this industry. And it is getting to be where it is quite a burden to carry sometimes, but we have to. And I believe it's Mindy's calling, and I talked about it last week being my calling as we celebrated 7 years on air, the sacrifices and things that have gone by. But, you know, John, we do have some listeners in Tennessee. I'm on the shortwave station there, and I'm also on a Knoxville, Tennessee station. So I have listeners across this great nation, and I do want to do a call to action. Mindy, what can my listeners do to help?
They can go to our website at thecavalrygroup.com, and at the very top you'll see an Action Center tab. click on the Action Center, and the drop-down says Oppose Franklin, Tennessee Pet Sale Ban. Everything is as easy as can be. You just click Send Message, and we have a boilerplate letter in place. You can modify if you wish, but you just have to put in your information about where you're from, click the Save and Preview, and then click Send, and it's just a short three-step process. It's very easy, and those letters will go directly to the City of Franklin, Tennessee Mayor and Alderman. And the deadline is tomorrow night. They're having a hearing May 8th at 5 p.m. tomorrow evening. So this is an urgent call to action. We need everybody on board.
Absolutely. Go to the Cavalry Group. It's .com, right? Cavalrygroup.com. Or you can visit my website and just click on her icon there. I've kept you there. I'm not going to get rid of you. We've got to have you there. And
thank
so just click on that, and it'll take you straight there. And then go to the action. I'm trying to get back where I was. Because I already went through it. Click on the Action Center at the top. The very top one is Oppose Franklin, Tennessee Pet Sale Ban. And it's the deadline's tomorrow night. So we got to get her done. Get her done today.
Get her done.
Don't hesitate. Get
yep.
her done.
And we also have it posted on our Facebook page as well.
Oh, okay.
So we're tweeting, we're Facebooking, we're, you know, putting on all our social media to get the word out. But, you know, this is one, as I said earlier, this is
one of many.
Incrementally chipping away. But I do have a bright spot in all of this. You know, Las Vegas City Council had banned the sale, retail sale of pets sourced from, you know, USDA licensed breeders several years ago. And they repealed the ban last November.
Awesome.
They repealed it outright. The mayor and the city council members realized that this was an anti-business situation, and it had nothing to do. They had fallen for the false facade of the emotional agenda of the animal rights movement. They realized that what they were doing was harming businesses in their own city. The mayor was horrified, so she implemented a complete repeal of that. Now, the animal rights people aren't very happy, of course, and they're coming back full bore to try and implement another ban, but they're holding fast. I'm really proud of Las Vegas City Council members. Of all places, they were one of the first to repeal it. So
awesome.
I hope that other city councils and mayors across the country, you know, wake up to the fact that this is the, you know, a huge anti-business move at a time when our country is trying to build up our economy and grow businesses and encourage small business. Now is not the time to increase regulation and just pick winners and losers and outright ban business.
Well, and like I said, it goes back even farther than this. It's extortion against the breeders because
yeah.
they're demanding all kinds of things from them, and then they have to purchase this license. And then they turn around and they close the door on their business.
Right.
And then somebody like John opens a business, and they're going to tell him what and who and what he can sell. You
right.
know, where you can purchase it, what you can sell. That'd be like somebody going to Walmart. No, you can't buy that product there. You have to go over here and buy that product.
Well, and I'd like for John to add to this in the perfect puppy, and I apologize for
I just love saying
earlier.
It, perfect.
I
it's just perfect. It's just
it's
a perfect,
perfect
puppy. I love
perfect
it.
Perfect puppy. I was worried that I was pronouncing it incorrectly as it was coming out of my mouth. But if the perfect puppy was not doing things perfectly, he would not be a successful store.
That's
John,
right.
tell you know, Beth Ann and her listeners about, you know, the
how
fact
perfect
that
it is.
How perfect it is, and how you've had quite a few sales since the first of the year, even.
Well, I can tell you, Beth, that since we opened our store 2 years ago, we have sold between 700 to 800 puppies.
Wow.
And most of our business actually comes from word of mouth. I have customers that have bought multiple puppies from our store. All of our puppies, when they first arrive in the store, they receive a full health exam. They come registered with a kennel club, and we have their registration paperwork. We have a 4 or 5 generation certificate of pedigree on both parents to show that they
wow.
come from a purebred bloodline. They come microchipped. They come up to date with all vaccinations and dewormings. We have a complete health record on every puppy from the day it was born. our puppies. When we sell our puppies, they come with a store health warranty as well as a one-year congenital birth defect warranty. And this is another thing that bothers me about this proposed ordinance. Most of my customers, and I feel like that they're customers of our store simply because we do offer what I would consider quality puppies to the public. We do offer a warranty and a guarantee. And yet this proposed ordinance would cause me to source my puppies from unlicensed, unregulated sources that can't give me any information about that dog. They don't have health records. They, a lot of times, don't even know where the dog came from. And as I said to the city, how can you expect me to sell a product and provide my customer a warranty on that product when I don't even know where it came from?
Yeah. They're not healthy, and you don't know what kind of situation they've been in, whether abused and whether they're going to be an angry dog or a friendly dog. It's not a safe thing for families, that's for sure. And,
absolutely.
So, you know, it just blows my mind. I don't know why, Mindy, but every time I hear these things, it just blows my mind how they make us jump through these hoops. It is extortion of the American people, of the industries, where they force them to do certain things to get a license, and then they turn around and say, but we're going to ban it here, so you can't sell those. We're going to bring in all these other illegal, which basically they're illegal. Because they haven't had all the things that these other puppies have had to have, the shots and the records and all the things that they've had to have. And so they're going to force him to sell illegal puppies. And then they talk about a puppy mill.
Well, again, they prey on emotion. And all the legality and doing things right, according to the animal rights people, flies out the window when they start to tug at heartstrings and people lose their footing and they fall for the wrong information, the false facade.
And this woman, Ms. Cunningham, obviously has a conflict of interest, and she has a certain reason to be doing the things she's doing. And we know, Mindy and I know from this battle, I know from Mindy because she's boots on the ground, and we've had people like John on that have been the ones that are being attacked, and their industry is being attacked. And we just know. We just know that we've got to put a stop to this. So, this is a call to action. You need to go to thecavalrygroup.com, thecavalrygroup.com. Click on the very top. You click on Action Center, and it's the first one, Oppose Franklin, Tennessee Pet Sale Ban. We've got to do it, people. We've just got to do it. We're going into another break. I'm going to open up phone lines. If you have a question, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And when we come back, we'll be in the final segment of today's show, and we'll put in our final 2 cents, so to speak. And we will be right back. A good night's sleep is important to your all-over good health. In the past, I've tried numerous pillows, only to pitch them out of my bed in the middle of the night. Not the pillow for me. Down, pellets, memory foam, just didn't fit me. Then I tried My Pillow, and bingo, where have you been all my life? My neck, shoulders, and upper back relaxed and sleep without pain or spasms came. This is My Pillow because it fits me. My Pillow because it will fit you, your sleep style, your size. My Pillow fits you. But there's more. My Pillow, affordable, made in the USA, a 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. It is all about you. MyPillow.com. Use the promo code BethAnn. Give them a call at 1-800-978-6168. Invest in a good night's sleep for you. Invest in CSC Talk Radio. Invest in an American-made product. MyPillow.com, promo code BethAnn. Bring America home to a good night's sleep.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists. and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from legal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brushstrokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforcing courts of justice. The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our state's rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. CSC Talk Radio is a advocate for rural America, or advocate for all America. I'm right smack dab in the middle of this nation, reaching out like a little mother hen trying to pull it all together. And it's getting harder and harder, especially when you break your elbow, Mindy. You know I broke my elbow in February.
No, I did not know.
Oh, yeah, I had to get it all mended back together. I'm doing real good, though. I got cleared by the doctor, not cleared for everything, but pretty much. Yeah, I had to have surgery on it and everything. So I got a little broken wing, walking around with a little broken wing.
Oh, my gosh. That must have been very painful. I'm glad you're on the mend.
Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good for an old lady. I'm not doing bad at all. So anyway, I want to go back to this because, you know, it is kind of like that. I do feel that way. It's kind of a calling, and I feel like I'm trying. I know you're that same way. You're specified with certain industries, although we do get into other conversations. And John, I hope you guys hang in there, and we're going to see what we can do to get this rectified for you so you could carry on business as usual.
Well, I certainly appreciate the help, Beth Ann.
Well, we're going to do whatever we can, and I hope my listeners are listening this morning so they're not taking advantage of Monday and sleeping in. I hope they're listening so they can get this call to action taken care of today, and we'll make a difference. So I hear the puppies in the background.
I'm at the store.
And it sounds pretty good to me, so I appreciate it. John, do you have anything you want to say to the listeners? This is the final segment of the show.
Well, I have learned a lot in the last 2 years, Beth Ann, and I honestly have come to the conclusion that I think part of the reason that these animal rights activists try so hard to put stores like mine out of business is simply because, obviously, the Humane Society is very supportive of the rescue organizations, and I've come to the conclusion that I feel like the biggest problem they have with me and my business is not so much what I do, it's just that they can't compete with me. I have beautiful puppies of all different types of breeds for people to come in and spend time with and take their time making a choice and finding a puppy that they feel like is right for them and their family, as opposed to going to the animal shelter or a rescue organization and adopting a dog that they know nothing at all about. And I just feel like that, at the end of the day, it comes down that I'm competition for them, and they don't like me as competition for them.
And, you know, it's not just the rescue, because they really don't care about rescues. It is about money. Now, there are local people that care about that, but on the whole, HSUS doesn't care. Am I correct about that, Mindy? They really don't care about rescue. We've seen what they've done with the horses.
Absolutely.
We know that
it's
not about
even about the animals.
No, it's not.
This is about incrementally chipping away at our way of life in this country and destroying legal, legitimate businesses with a false facade and under complete false premise and an emotional agenda. And unfortunately, the animal rights groups are cleverly using the legislative system at the local, state, and federal levels to make these regulatory changes to all animal enterprises, not just pet stores. They're pushing their deceptive agenda, which will result in fewer animals and fewer farms and inevitably eliminate our domestic food supply. And that is the real call to action in a soundbite.
That's absolutely true. You know, John, there was a terrible snowstorm back in South Dakota several years ago, and they needed hay. They needed help, and they asked HSUS to help them, and they said no. They would not bring in the straw or the hay. They would not bring it in there and help. They said no because those cattle are already slaves, and that's who they are. So it's not about the animals at all. It's about a way of life. It's about changing a way of life here in the United States and controlling people. John, you are in our prayers. We're going to do our best. Tell your wife, hi, I got a feeling she's the one who named that, and I just love the name of your store. I think it's perfect.
She is the one that chose the name, yes.
I love it.
I love it. You give her a big hug for me and tell her it is perfect. I love it. Thank you, John.
I sure will.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mindy, and thank you, Beth Ann. I greatly appreciate you having me on today.
Not a problem
at
all. It's what I'm here for. Mindy, we've only got a couple of minutes to wrap this up. I want to, again, tell everyone to go to thecavalrygroup.com, click on Action Center at the top, click on Oppose Franklin, Tennessee Pet Sale Ban, and go from there. You can just follow directions, only like three steps or so. So I'm going to do that as soon as I get off the air. Mindy,
we're just
in a mess, aren't we?
We are. Quite frankly, we're in the fight for the very soul of our country. And and I have talked about this on many different occasions. Before you get started,
let me throw this out. This is all a part of the swamp, people.
Yes.
I turn it over
to you. It is. It is part of the swamp. And we are in the fight for the very soul of our country. And people need to wake up to the fact that, you know, instead of focusing on all the minutiae in the weeds, we need to get back to the Constitution, get back to our founding principles. You know, these lawmakers have no business picking winners and losers and completely banning legitimate businesses. We need to hold them accountable. And this campaign to protect Pawfect Puppy, I always feel like I'm mispronouncing it when it comes out of my mouth.
Pawfect. You said it, Pawfect.
And John Thomas's legal business, this is an attack on, you know, if it's not good enough for a law-abiding business, and he's regulated already out the wazoo, you know, I can't say enough. Who's next? It's never going to be good enough for the animal rights people because their ideology doesn't align with animal ownership to begin with. So why are we listening to them? Why do we even allow them in the room to influence our legislators? But we are. These legislators are bending to their will, and we have to hold our lawmakers accountable and be loud about it. you know, this, even if it's just in Franklin City, Tennessee, these people are wrongfully banning a legal business. And that goes for the dog breeders too. These, you cannot sell to pet stores unless you're legal and licensed and operating.
And then they're going to ban the sale. There's a legality here that I think it's being missed. And, we just need to, I don't know, there just seems to be something there that we could to grasp onto to force the issue back in our favor. I want to tell everyone, these articles that I have here that we didn't really talk about them, but they explain what's going on. You can find them, I'm sure they're on your website, but they were on Joe the Plumber's website. He's fighting for us. So we've had Joe the Plumber on. It's been several years since we've had him on. We need to do that again. Mindy, we're out of time. We were going to talk about PETA and they don't like you doing the goat yoga. We were going to talk about that. Well, I have to come back.
Goat slaves.
Oh, my goodness. It's just crazy what we're dealing with. I mean, it's the marvel of all history. Thank you. The marvel of all history is the patience with which men and women submit to burdens unnecessarily laid upon them by their government. Mindy is boots on the ground fighting for the animal industry against the animal rights radicals. We've got to help her to bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. CSCTalkRadio.com. CSCTalkRadio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business. Grow common sense. And together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.